Warning, content may cause spontaneous combustion. We're bringing the fire with 3 sizzling episodes a week. Spice up your routine with Fantasy Tuesdays. Get cozy with bedtime stories on Wednesdays. And let Ashlyn unleash your wild side on Thursdays. Subscribe now to get alerts when new episodes drop because things are about to get wicked.
Warning, this show may be highly arousing and distracting. Listener discretion advised.
Embrace your hidden desires as I plunge you into a world of darkness and delicious surrender. My stories will twist and turn, blurring the lines between fantasy and your deepest cravings. I'm Mistress Wicked Ashlyn, and I'll be your dom. Submit to my voice and your wickedest fantasies. Want to get to know the woman behind the mic? Visit wickedashlyn.com. Connect, play games, and maybe even spoil me a little. Carefree in the man's bathhouses of New York City by Keith D. New York City, 1898. I'd only made it as far as the wide, mosaic, decorated corridor from the dressing rooms to the baths and the Hell's Kitchen's Turkish baths when the two men caught up with me. This was as much a male bordello as a Turkish bath, so there was no impediment to them having their way with me there on a bench against the wall. It hadn't been established whether I agreed to this, other than I had been giving the eye back to them in the locker room and posing in the nude for their assessment. But I would have said yes if they'd given me the chance. As it was, all of us thinking of this as a forced encounter made it more arousing for us. Other men passed by while I was being held down, slapped around a bit, and fucked, and they'll just pause to ogle before moving on. I had let the two flirt with me and talk suggestively and touch me in the dressing room as we were all stripping down to go to the baths. I didn't have anything more than a water bowl, pitcher, and cloth for cleanliness in the nearby lodging house where I stayed, so a weekly visit to one of the Turkish baths was in order. This was one that men went to for more than a bath. That's why I had come here too. They were both Italians who'd worked high in the new skyscrapers, 20 stories or more, being constructed around Central Park. Neither spoke much English, but the language of men's stares and hands were usually sufficient at these baths. Here, the unspoken rule was that if you let them touch you, you'll let them fuck you. Wanting to be fucked was the main reason for coming to public baths like this one. Letting two studs like these have me without explicit permission put me in high heat. They were both handsome, not too much older than my 21, hard body, open, all smiles and touching in the dressing room. As we stripped and took up our towels, it was obvious that they were hard for it too. I flirted with them, intending to give way to pleasure sometime during the evening, but not necessary with these two. I'll take my time and make my choices. I knew I had the looks and body to be choosy. When I stuttered out of the dressing room and down the wide corridor towards the baths, they followed. Then when I realized they were zeroing in on me, I moved faster and they gave chase. They caught me easy. There was a brief struggle and a bit of slapping around and holding down and showing that they were stronger than me, and I surrendered and let both of them have their way with me. They had beautiful, hard bodies. They were young and hard. As we struggled, they were increasingly into impressive erections. So did I. They pushed me over onto my back on a bench against the wall. One spread my legs and buried his face between my butt cheeks, while the other was at my head arching over the end of the bench, with my mouth at the perfect angle for him to slide into my throat. Once in, he grasped my wrists in a powerful grip and kept me from opposing, fucking my throat. At the other end, the muscular Italian wrapped arms around my thighs and feasted on my ass. His tongue was replaced with a searching, opening finger, and then another, and another. I writhed in their grip. It was more from ecstasy than from any sense. I had come to the baths to be fucked. It was the most excitement I got in life. I panted and moaned from the hard cock sliding in and out of my throat and the fingers penetrating and spreading my ass channel. When the Italian below me had opened me up to his satisfaction, he stood, grasped my ankles, and wishbone my legs. He moved into position below me, and then, with a slow, shallow penetration, followed by a strong upward thrust, he was inside me, fucking me hard. I cried out, but more in passion than in violation. Other men passed us, coming and going to the baths, but this was a bordello. They did no more than pause to watch three beautiful bodies in pleasure. The two set up a rhythm of taking, and I settled down. I turned my head at the sensation that not all of the voyagers were only pausing to watch. In this, I was correct. Across the hallway, sitting on a facing bench against the other wall, I saw an elderly man. He was rich-looking, fully dressed in an expensive suit, where most men who had made it this far into the baths were nearly naked. He had wavy, gray hair with strands of black in it. His face was covered with a salt and pepper mustache and beard, which caused his pale blue eyes and the tongue darting out to flick at his full lips to be accentuated. He exuded money and power and command. He was sitting forward, watching the taking closely. His chin and hand rested on the top of a gold-headed cane pressed to the floor beneath his spread thighs. His other hand held a riding crop, which he flicked against the side of the highly polished leather boots of his right leg. I realized that if he had been sitting there before the Italians and I had arrived, he must have realized that I was as much into the pursuit of the Italians and of my being caught and taken down onto the bench and of being taken as roughly as they were handling me. He was devouring me as much as the Italians' high-rise workers were doing. My eyes concentrated on his hand, rubbing on the gold head of the cane and the suggestive stroking of its shaft with his hand and the flick of the riding crops, and I knew at that moment he would be a cruel lover. I also assumed in that moment that he would be a master to me if he wanted to be and there was opportunity. It didn't take long for me to realize that he was flicking the riding crop to the cadence of the Italians fucking me, for both of them did fuck me. They exchanged places to enjoy the full servicing and I let them. It was what I had come to the baths to receive. I just hadn't figured it would happen as quickly as it did. When the Italians' construction workers were done, they went off to the baths, arm in arm, boasting of their exploits in some language not English, presumably some variation of Italian, in whatever language they had so recently immigrated from. They moved with grace as they no doubt did along the steel beams high above the earth that they were building in New York. They left me there, stretched out and moaning on the bench, as if I was nothing to them more than just one of the many opportunities to get themselves off. The older man was gone too, and I lay there panting and purring for a while, before rising, retrieving my towel, and stumbling towards the bath. Neither of the men had been monsters in the cock department, but submissive was something I only recently had found the excitement of. And it did raise excitement in me, as did watching the old man flick the riding crop against the leather of his boots. The sense of being helpless in the cruel control of another. That was a new arousal for me, and a lifestyle was only beginning to acquire and enjoy. The Italians were not in evidence when I got to the large vaulted ceiling room with the large pool and the glistering mosaic columns, walls, and ceilings, much of the tiles being in light colors that captured and danced from the reflection of the large pool. The floor of the pool was in mosaic tiles too, with gold highlight. It was all very much what a New Yorker's impression of what a Turkish bath was about. I swam in the pool, which was not as crowded that evening as I had found it before it was, however populated with men of all various interacting with each other. Some were just sitting and talking with each other for companionship. Some were on the make, some were fucking. None of the activity was disturbing anyone. What caused men to gather around and ogle was if a young man was being taken by an older man with control and experienced technique. Being young and fair and in good shape, I received more than my share of ogling and propositions, but I was still recovering from the Italian workers in the corridor. I usually didn't give it away for free, but I didn't usually have men as handsome and hard body as the Italians to give it to. The times before I had come here and swim and pose and smile for the men, and eventually there would be one who talked to me about a fee and not just a roll in the hay. Most of the men coming here, the young guys and the older ones, were looking for a 4-fee hookup, That's why I'd come to this particular bathhouse. I needed the money as much as that I couldn't get much of a body cleansing at my rooming house. When I came here, I usually pair off with an older man in the pool, a man who I thought would have the experience to arouse me in the using, who would move to one of the couches, dotted around the pool. We would embrace and kiss and fondle, and then he would lay me on my back or on my belly and capturing my eyes with his in assurance that he'd give me a good fucking, would cover and mount and penetrate and fuck, showing me that I had guessed correctly, that he knew how to use me. Men would gather around to watch, which I didn't mind. Then he would put some money in my hands and drift away. On some nights, another man, one who had watched, would put money in my hands and he would fuck me too. And then, on a good night, maybe another one and another one after that. I would lay there for a couple of hours, legs open, my eyes following the man passing by, offering myself to whatever passing man took my fancy, taking cock and collecting money in a leather bag kept next to an ankle. Most of the men who did this were not the handsome young men with beautiful bodies, but I didn't mind being fucked, and the extra money it brought me was quite welcome. It didn't happen that way this evening, though. Not long after I entered the baths and taken a dip in the pool and was resting, still panting a bit from the two Italians at the wall of the pool, my head and my arms on the lip of the pool and my eyes scanning those on the couches, when I heard a deep voice from behind me say, "There you are, you little tart." I turned my head towards the voice to see that the older man with the wavy gray hair, beard, and mustache was close behind me and moving closer. Maybe he would master me later was now, and that yes, he would be a cruel lover. He was a well-built man for his age, covered with curls of salt and pepper hair. He was solid and sexy. A heavy gold chain encircled his neck. I had just a moment to register that I'd seen him before, right before he backhanded me across the face, snapping my head around. Instantly, I turned it again, but he slapped me again. He had seen how the Italian construction workers had manhandled me and assumed I wanted it that way. And then he was upon me, pulling my body up to where my belly was on the lip of the pool. He was hovering over me, covering me close. He grabbed my wrist with his hands and forced my arms over my head, pressing me into the tiles of the kerosene around the pool. He wasted no time with me. He obviously had already been in thick erection as he mounted and thrust up inside me and started immediate hard pumping. He stretched me as no man had done before, and there was something else, some other sensation in his stroking inside me that was new and erotic and punishing. I only later discovered that he had a ring pierced into the head of his cock, something called a Prince Albert, rumored to function as a hook to secure a gentleman's penis either down the left or right leg of a very tight trouser that were made famous by Queen Victoria's husband. In this case, it was a device that awakened and energized the muscles in my passive walls that caused him to ungulate over his stroking shaft and grab at the punishing ring. I did not oppose him, indeed, as old as he was much stronger than I was, and was a man in command, a master. I have never been fucked this masterfully before. When he sensed that I would leave my arms over my head and spread to the side, he moved his hand. He used the right one to slap my buttock smartly to the rhythm of the fuck, and the left to grasp the back of my neck and hold my head down. His right hand went between my legs. I writhed under him momentarily as he grasped and squeezed my balls before returning to slapping my rump. All this demonstrated expertise and technique of older men. It's why I let the older men fuck me. What they may lack in muscular beauty, they made up for in expertise and technique. He fucked me hard and long, and he breaded me, tensing and jerking three times as he released his seed. And when he was done, not caring whether I'd come or although I had done so before he did, he thumped me on the head, swam away, and was gone. I lay there panting and whimpering. Men had gathered around us to watch, but none volunteered to take up where the graybeard had stopped. None, I'm sure, thought they could do as well as he had. At length, and with a groan, I slipped down into the water to cleanse myself, rose silently out of the pool, and with men's eyes following me, went silently to the dressing room, dressed, and left the baths. I was exhausted. Outside the baths, I turned towards my Hell's Kitchen lodging on West 50th Street. I moved slow, painfully. I had been assaulted and violated, I suppose, but I never had been as aroused and completed as I had been by the Greybeard. And that after the attention by the two beautiful, if rough, Italian gods. I had gone to the baths for excitement. That I had gotten excitement beyond my imagining was something for me to savor, rather than regret. I hope you enjoy that story. There's plenty more to come. If there's a certain type of story that you would love to hear, please get in touch with me, wickedashlyn.com. You can go to my podcast and just send me a message saying what type of story you would love to hear, and I will definitely love reading it to you. I enjoy our time together. That's wickedashlyn.com.